Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he predicted in the last year that we would see the acceleration of the death of the dollar as the world reserve currency in the month of December, and that's certainly happening with gold and silver exploding, unemployment well above 23%. But there's the real world that Gerald Celente covers, then there's the delusional world telling us that in June of last year the recession ended. But every real economic indicator is we're in deep trouble, and they announced in the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago record profits, even above the profits in 2008. The profits in 2009 and going into this year are even bigger for Wall Street. And so we're going to talk to Gerald Celente about WikiLeaks, about the economy, about what he sees in 2011. It's probably our last interview with him this year. And he's with us for the rest of the hour. Founder of the Trends Research Institute, trendsresearch.com. He really needs no introduction. Gerald, I didn't talk to you ahead of the show. I've thrown out some of the issues I want to cover. This is a short segment, as you know, long segment coming up. What are some of the biggest trends you're looking at right now, and what bombshells do you have for us we're going to cover in this hour?
Look what happened in the UK on Friday. And go back to the Autumn Trends Journal. The headline of the Trends Journal was Off With Their Heads 2.0. What were they screaming at the royal couple in their Rolls Royce? Off with their heads. The people have had it. They're fed up. They know the deal.
In fact, you always say that. You said it's going to be off with their heads.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I tell people if you want to know a good entrepreneurial business to consider, guillotines might be it. Because this is going worldwide. The people know the deal, Alex. Here's the deal. It's called austerity measures. What austerity measures equal, you lose your job. If you have one, you get paid less. You get your benefits cut. Oh, and by the way, we're going to raise your taxes. And you know why? Because the white shoe boys can't get a haircut. That's their language for taking losses on multi-billion dollar bad bets that they've made. So the people are angry. And what happened in the UK with the increase in tuition going up, check it out, 200%. You think they're angry? And by the way, they also know that an education is a degree in worthlessness these days because it doesn't mean you're going to get a job. So if people want to look at something really hot going on, stay with that story and stay with this. They took it out of the British news like that. It was wiped out of the news, of the off with their heads news, the day it happened. So this is something really to focus in on.
Absolutely. Spontaneous rage and anger. When we come back, let's talk about Ireland. It's admitted that the people don't owe the money. It's the offshore banks that owe the money. And as soon as they entered the EU, which is an admitted receivership takeover system, as soon as they were under that contractually, then they tell them, oh, your economy's over. We've got to raise your taxes, cut all your benefits. And the head of their private central bank even told the BBC that it's good to have foreigners own your country. I mean, these are just such brazen. And I've got another Republican congressperson today in the news saying Congress exists to serve the banks. It's like insane hubris.
Yeah, and that's what it's come to. And this is the aggravation and anger while people are losing their homes. They have lousy jobs. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what the deal is. It's this. Get up in the morning, go to work. I don't care if the kids are sick. Get somebody to take care of them. And take that lousy commute that you hate. And when you get to work, I don't want to hear any belly aching. Do your job, even though you hate it and you have a job because you need the money and you need the benefits. And stay late. And then I'll tell you what to do with your money. That's what's going on.
All right, stay there. We're going to break it all down and where you see it going with Off With Their Heads in 2011. Gerald Celente's our guest, trendsresearch.com. Stay with us.
fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Another issue we're going to be tracking with Gerald Celente is the increased crime we're seeing, and the government's been caught trying to spin those numbers as well. We're seeing big calls for internet censorship. Google was in the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago. They had a big report where they're being caught not just censoring alternative news, but also their competition. Google is really needs to be replaced, like MySpace or other things that become draconian. It's time to leave Google. It's time to start the exodus away from that big brother institution. We've got Gerald Celente joining us. He has been saying for at least 2 years on my show, it's going to be off with their heads. And I remember him, it's got to be 6 months ago. In fact, the listeners can pull it up. I've seen him on national TV, too, the same thing. Going into December, I hate to imitate you, but, I mean, you can imitate me. It's just I'm trying to give the exact, you know, flavor of what you said. It's going to be off with their heads. Going into December, going into 2011, it's going to be revolution by 2012. I mean, you've said that over and over again, and now it's off with their heads. A spontaneous riot attacking the Duchess of Twitliness and the Prince of Corruption.
Yeah, and we're going to keep seeing it. I'll give you another one, Alex. 2 weeks ago, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, wrote a feature story in the magazine section on America's least hated banker, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. The guy, as you're reading this story, this puff piece, all the way into it, he said, oh, by the way, my mommy and daddy, my mommy's good friends with the Diamond family. Just a little note. Yes, so then you read this puff piece and then go to the New York Times website. Read the story and then look at the comments. One scathing comment after another. What a suck up and brown nose of this guy Lowenstein who wrote the story is. What a disgusting character Jamie Dimon is. It got so bad that they stopped having comments coming in after 138 of them. I think probably the only good comment was there was this guy Lowenstein's mother, who's good friends with Jamie Dimon's family. So when you read this stuff and you see the anger out there, it's real. But here's the other side. Look how those brave Bobbies beat up all those students. Did you see the one from the BBC where they grabbed this guy out of a wheelchair and dragged him across the pavement, and this disgusting interviewer on the BBC is saying to the guy, you got to see it. Well, they said that you were rolling at them, the police. And if you think the media in this country is servile, you got to look at theirs. It's just as bad. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep coming harder and harder down on the people to stop the revolution. So that's what we're up against. It's going to be a cyber war, and it's going to be the real war. It's going to be the government crackdowns and the people trying to rise up. It's no different than any other revolution.
You know, I'm glad you raised that issue, because I want to discuss what you see happening in the next year, what's going to happen in the economy, but also the government and the Fortune 100 response to it, but also what you expect to see the population do. But I make these hardcore, scathing videos about the banking system, about the telescreens going in Walmart, telling citizens to spy on each other and spy on other shoppers. I mean, it's right out of 1984. And if you click on the YouTube like or dislike, depending on the video, it'll be 3,000 likes next to, you know, 50-something or 100-something dislikes. I mean, it's literally 95% of people agree with me and disagree with the government. Then if you go to the Homeland Security official webpage, per video, it will be thousands of dislikes and every comment hating them and saying, we know you're the terrorist, we know you're staging the events, why don't you report on yourselves? And almost no one liking. In fact, there it is on screen of one of my videos with close to 300,000 views. The title of the video, if folks want to go look at it, is Walmart Invasion, part of larger DHS takeover of America. There is 1,733 likes, 94 dislikes. Now, again, you go over to the Homeland Security website, and it's the flip of that, and you read the comments. Everyone gets it. You know, they're saying, you want us to not trust each other. You want us to spy. This is like Nazi Germany or East Germany or Russia. Hey, I want to report on Chertoff ordering the naked body scanners and then making money off of them. I mean, people are really getting educated. There's an explosive awakening happening, and they are saying off with their heads. I'm concerned, though, and I've seen the government provocateur to try to start something violent, so they have a pretext to clamp down. But I want to warn the government. This could backfire on you trying to start a fight or staging terror attacks like a new Oklahoma City to blame it on the liberty movement. Your comment on the awakening, when you see it really going to flashpoint, and how you see the establishment countering us, Gerald Celente.
You know, my saying as a Bronx boy, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it because they're losing their homes. They're losing their jobs. These guys, these people getting and women getting out of college, again, with these degrees in worthlessness, they can't find jobs. You think they're angry and they got all that testosterone running through these guys? You think they're going to take to the streets and take it out on somebody? When is it going to happen? It's going to happen when people finally wake up to the reality that the dollar isn't going to be worth a dime. That all they've saved, they've saved for nothing. They find out that they're rich, as we've seen, and I love it now. Now that it's, I've been saying this, I don't know how many years, that the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the U.S. than any of the industrialized nations. Now, just now, mainstream media is finally saying that. So as they see the richer get richer and them getting poorer, what do they have to lose by taking to the streets? Nothing. So what we're going to look at here's, and I want to make this clear also. We predicted the crash of 2010. It's in the Trends Journal. It was a top trend that came out last December, a year ago. What we made it perfectly clear would not be an equity market crash because it was a rigged market and it was going to be cheap interest rates that keep floating this. And we also said there would be schemes undreamed of that would keep propping it up. And we saw the scheme that just came out as a result of the Dodd-Frank bill that the Federal Reserve has dealt, loaned, and under the table dealt over $13 trillion all over the world to all different kinds of companies. General Electric, Harley Davidson, McDonald's, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, the Tokyo Banks, Bank of England. It's what the con game is that they're conning us with the bank deals. So yeah, they're propping it up, but what we're saying is that it's collapsed. And people, the headline story, Alex, for the Trends Journal's top trends that are coming out in a few weeks for 2011 is Wake Up Call 2011. Only the blind, the inept, the ideologically driven, and little kids aren't going to know the deal. And the deal is this. Europe has collapsed. There is no EU. It's gone. They're not going to be able to bail out Portugal. They won't be able to bail out Spain. Ireland is toast. They're not going to be able to salvage Italy with its 120% of debt to GDP ratio. They won't salvage Greece. The Germans are going to go off on their own. There's going to be a global currency crisis. It's happening in front of us. Why do you think people, why can't they wake up and see why gold is trading at $1,400 an ounce? There is no end in sight, but the end will come when the markets collapse and we believe that there's going to be a global financial crisis, a crack up in 2011 that people will no longer be able to deny and the world banks will no longer be able to cover up by printing more of their digital money that's not worth the paper it's not printed on.
Well, Gerald, we know that the mega central banks have wanted to consolidate power, but now they're getting desperate. They realize they've destroyed things so bad, they're finally actually trying to cut taxes, but it looks like too little too late. But here's the model. Here is the Ireland banks are all for sale. Central banker, this is out of CNBC, and he went on to say, they are for sale as far as I'm concerned. I've always been an advocate for foreign banks to own small countries. And he goes on here, this is their central banker. They told him a year ago they had the best economy in Europe. They set him up. They brought him in. And I've seen it in the German news. The Germans are saying they're getting ready to leave the euro if this continues. And I've seen the financial breakdowns. This is mathematically impossible to pay back. And the system knows that. So they're just trying to suck as much as they can while telling everybody that everything's fine.
Exactly. And by the way, that's where this whole WikiLeaks thing comes in. That's, I don't know if you saw the video of me on Fox about a week and a half ago when the WikiLeaks story broke and how they had it, how they set me up. They had four against me.
And stay there. Tell us about it when we get back. I didn't see it. I mean, you're on so much television, I miss a lot of it, but I did see it linked on our site, but I didn't have a chance to watch it. Tell us about that. We'll get into this congressman saying the Congress is there to serve the banks. You can't make this up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Gerald Celente.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's go right back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I'm going to dig it out of my stack. It's a raw story with the video, with the quote of the congressman saying, hey, Congress is here for the bankers. I guess oxygen is here for them. They are trying to pass the carbon tax to taxes on carbon dioxide, and J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs literally are the main funders. So I guess the air is theirs because they waddle around and tell us what to do. But as you said, everybody's starting to wake up to them. But what about when you look at Ireland, cutting the benefits that are paid for, raising the taxes, admitting everything goes to the bankers? What is this hubris, this arrogance? Why are they so, like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake? I mean, is there a method to their madness?
No, they're out of touch, and they should be. They live lives that are far, you know, more protected than us. Every time they arrive anywhere, they roll out the red carpet. It's one big, you know, circle jerk. Everybody makes everybody feel so great and important. Look again with these WikiLeaks. Look what they do. They show us these photo ops, all the glad handing, all the big smiles, and you find out they're nothing but a bunch of crooks, thieves, criminals, buffoons, suck ups and bow downs, and they call it the world leaders. It's a look at Berlusconi. You know, yeah, the world stage is one big Berlusconi. So they are totally out of touch. As I said, their attitude is you go to work, you bring home the money, I'll tell you what to do with it. I'm smarter than you. I'm privileged. And I walk on red carpets. So, of course, they're out of touch. Look, Alex, what happened in England, as we're seeing the same thing now happening where they're promoting, you know, the next royal wedding, as they're making it impossible for kids to go to college, it's not even let them eat cake. It's let them eat nothing. They could care less. They're better than we are. There's a photo that we have in the Trends Journal of Hillary Clinton looking, you know. Yeah, it's the White Shoe Club. So they're totally detached. And so when it happens, and the police, unfortunately, are becoming, you know, enforcers for the crime bosses. They beat up the people. They orders are, don't touch the top criminals. Have you seen anybody go to jail from any of the big banks, the Lehman Brothers, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Goldman Sachs?
No, they've been burning little bitty low-level guys in million-dollar deals, trillion-dollar swindles, and they just roll the red carpet out, and Congress just grovels when they see Greenspan. They just fall to their knees and go, my lord, my king, rape me.
So the cops have you don't touch the big guys. They got the orders. And they can't beat the crime guys on the street, you know, the Bloods and the Crips and the rest of them, which is a growing organization. That's an industry that's thriving.
They can't beat the Mexican mafia. Crime's exploding. But they can sure. They can. You know, I've seen old ladies pulled over in Austin with cops walking up with their hands on their guns, with two old women in a convertible, you know, Seabreeze car or whatever. But then when they see real criminals, they just seem to grovel in fear.
So that's what's happened. The cops have become the crime bosses, the enforcers for the crime bosses. By the way, crime, that's going to be one of the crime wave 2011. This thing's starting to break loose. And as you pointed out, they're cooking the numbers. What a surprise. They cook the inflation numbers. They cook the unemployment numbers. They cook the numbers about how many people we've killed they've killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're lying about the crime numbers. It's going to get much worse, and it's worldwide. And criminal activity, by the way, is accepted. If you see it on Wall Street, why not everybody else? So it's gaming the welfare system, gaming the system to become disabled, or ripping off the system from the top. So as people start losing more and more, crime is going to go higher and higher. I don't care what these academics and these crime experts say, that there's no relevant evidence.
Well, Gerald, I mean, half the places I go to, businesses are now being robbed, even in nice areas of town. Cars are getting smashed into, homes are getting robbed. But then I read in the news, they say, oh, crime's not up in Austin, and unemployment's not up. Everything is wonderful. sit down and shut up. I want to come back, get into more trends this year, and get into this Alabama Republican, Spencer Baucus, says, "We are here to serve the banks." That's a quote. Period.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I want to get into a host of issues with Gerald Celente before he leaves us here at the end of the hour. Maybe we'll twist his arm to come on the last show of the year, not this next week, but the week after, with his predictions in rapid succession for 2011, but I'm going to get some of those from him here in a moment. But here it is. Regulators exist to serve the banks, next House Finance Chairman declares. So that's the guy above the committee that Paul runs. Paul is able to subpoena and get dirt on the Fed, but the big committee above him says, we are here to serve them. Listen to this. Alabama Republican Spencer Baucus, the incoming chairman of the House Banking Committee, suggests Congress and federal regulators should play a subservient role with banks. Remember a year ago, Greenspan, on the former chairman of the Fed, on PBS saying, we're outside government, we run the government, no one can regulate us. I mean, this is just made up pure arrogance. No wonder we're being completely robbed by these people. It's in the Constitution. It's we the people, and the Congress controls that. Just because some monkey tells us in a fancy suit that he rules us, or because some monkey government tells us men in uniforms are going to stick their hands down our pants, doesn't mean they can do it. Here's the quote from Spencer Baucus. In Washington, the view is that banks are to be regulated, and my view is that Washington and the regulators are there to serve the banks. Well, yeah, most of them are former Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan people, you know, foxes guarding the hen house. Baucus told the Birmingham News in an interview, and it goes on. I mean, totally disconnected. Okay, well, Congress isn't involved with the banks or doesn't have any power over them, then we shouldn't have to pay them all this bailout money. Gerald Celente.
Well, I think the congressman is expressing his feelings about the type of person he is and the rest of the most of Congress, with the exception of Ron Paul and a few others. They're suck-ups and bow-downs. I tell you, Alex, the worst job I ever had was when I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And I watched grown men grovel all day long. And I had lousy jobs in my day. Well, that was the worst when I was a young man out of graduate school. So this is who they are. They're used to bowing, bending over and sucking up, so they feel we should too. And I'm sick and tired of them telling me what I should believe, what I should think, and what I should do. But the fact is, go back to our 2008 trend alert when they came out with the TARP scheme. The headline read, DC heist, Wall Street hijacks Washington. History was made. It happened right before our eyes. You talked about Rubin. You talked about Geithner. You talk about Gensler. You talk about the rest of the Goldman Sachs gang. Remember Henry Paulson. Frankenstein couldn't have had a better mask than that guy.
Well, and you broke it all. From? You broke it all down in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. In both of my films, all of it is now unfolded. And if they can steal 20-something trillion, why not steal 1,000 trillion? Why not go completely crazy? Now, earlier, you tried to get into WikiLeaks, and we went to break, and I forgot to bring it back up. Talk about what happened to you on Fox.
Well, they brought me on, and it's like 5-1. It's in the media blog in the trendsjournal.com. And they had a CIA guy, you know, with that look, you know, blonde, handsome guy. You know, get used to it. Get used to the crime and the corruption. That's the real world. What I was saying is this isn't about who leaked what and how. They're upset because it's uncovering what a bunch of losers they are. I want to get this into everybody's minds so you don't let go of it. The same people that they call diplomats, ambassadors, your senators, your congressmen, your legislators, your presidents, your mayors, these are the same people you couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to become the class presidents and the head of the student council. What WikiLeaks is showing is that's exactly who they are. They're the inept and the incompetent, they're doing dirty deals, and it's being uncovered, and they're going ballistic. Because that's the only thing that's holding it together. There's nobody behind the curtain. It's what you see is what you get. How disgusting does it have to become when Obama walks on the stage and gives it to Slick Willie to jam legislation down the throats of everybody. Change you could believe in? Man, it looks like an old act to me. It's really a lousy repeat of an old movie. The sequel's as bad as the original. And that's what they're doing. That's the outrage of WikiLeaks. And why aren't they going after the New York Times? Why aren't they going after the Guardian and Der Spiegel? Why not? Why they're printing this stuff? Why go after this guy? And I read all the information that's come out. You know what the charges are when you read this so-called rape charges?
Yeah, he had sex without a condom. I mean, you know, this is classic feminism. And then both the women, especially one of them, have worked for high-level CIA operations in Cuba. I mean, and this is a complete setup.
And who could make this stuff up? I mean, it's like a Disney story, you know. Snow White had sex with the seven dwarfs and they didn't use a condom? I mean, come on. We're fighting. Okay. We're in immoral wars in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Hey, how about sending predator drones into sovereign countries and killing, quote, suspected militants? Did anybody ever hear of extrajudicial killings? How about going to war for fake reasons? There is no weapons of mass destruction. There were no ties to Al-Qaeda. And there's Bush out there hawking his book. And they're busting a guy for not using a condom?
Well, it gets worse. I mean, Bush...
But that's the level of what we're talking about, who these people are. And it's being exposed, and they don't like it.
Well, you're right. And Bush... We got the White House memos. We got the memos from John Yoo and Attorney General Gonzalez, where they ordered the torture, and it said, including crushing children's genitals with pliers. I'm sorry to have to talk about that. The Army's own report admitted children being sexually abused with battery acid. Folks, you can't make this up. In fact, I'm not going to say the rest of it on air. Against these children to make their parents give false confessions. They send the sadists to prison as scapegoats once they get caught. Then Bush comes out twice this year and says he ordered torture. He'd do it again, but he's not in prison. So he's like the Gambino crime boss. And meanwhile, his soldiers have been caught carrying out criminal operations. They go to prison, and the crime boss comes out on TV and says, I ordered it, and he doesn't get in trouble. I mean, this is so brazen.
Well, that's what's going on. As I said, the police have become the enforcers for the crime bosses. They're above everybody else. I watched Bush give some of those interviews. You know, he's from royalty. Oh, the great Bush family. Hey, what was that? Was the great-grandfather, the grandfather's name, Prescott Bush?
Yeah, top Nazi.
Wasn't he doing deals with the Nazis?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on with this stuff. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. I've said it, and that's what it is. They're robbing us. This is the greatest bank robbery in world history, and the banks are doing the robbing. And when we're talking about the crime wave, by the way, look at the security business. It's booming. You call up and try to get alarms installed, you're going to get on a waiting list. And it's going to get a lot worse. If people want to see the businesses to get into, boy, anything having to do with crime-related security is going to be a growth industry.
Well, look at firearms. Record sales in modern history for 2 years and running. And you look at the graphs, it's only going up parabolic. Now, I want to shift gears into some other areas. And I can't say this on air. We never used to talk about things like this, but it's always in the news. We're forced to. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, KOB, CBS TV's reporting it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. These reports have been confirmed. They make fun of other TSA workers' genitals, female workers. They're hiring a bunch of lunatics because only a mentally ill person could put people in radiation bathers, stick their hands down people's pants. They're creating an army who will follow any order to then take over the streets. But here's the PrisonPlanet.com Steve Watson article. Just went up at PrisonPlanet.com. Boy asked TSA, why pat down my mom and not me? TSA replies, and they have witnesses, because you don't have B-word. And I've seen this, where they see a good-looking woman, it is over. These are men that could never get a woman, many of them. Some of them are just guys that want jobs. And they've been caught being child molesters, planting drugs on women, demanding sex. I mean, these are the worst type of power-tripping, low-grade morons. What is your take on the whole TSA situation, Gerald Celente?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for doing all that you have done to expose this. Nobody in the United States anywhere has done more to show what's going on than you have, about breaking it down piece by piece from that little weasel Chertoff the former Homeland Security czar going out after the so-called Christmas tree, Christmas Day bomber was going to explode his underwear and making the rounds on the major media and telling us that we needed these full body x-ray machines, not ever divulging that Chertoff Group was the consulting firm for Rapid Scam that sells these things. So you've done more than anybody. And what this is so important about, it's one of those elements in the coming second American Revolution, because we know we're getting robbed by the bankers. A lot of us know that these wars are immoral and that we're wasting trillions of dollars fighting them. And it comes out of our paychecks. But what we know, it's removed. But when you go to the airport and you're humiliated in front of huge crowds, it's a different story. When you go to the airport and you're subjugated to such behavior, and it's really from a man's standpoint or a woman's, there's nothing more to subjugate somebody than to tell them that I could grope you and feel you up and do whatever I want, and you can't do anything about it.
And they yell at you, they put you in boxes. I mean, the goons doing it don't know why they're doing it, but the social engineers know this is an act of submission. This is learning
exactly
how to be a prisoner. I mean, I haven't been in jail a lot, but I was in juvenile a couple times for really, you know, fights where they didn't know who'd started it, so everybody goes to jail. I've been in jail from protest. And I wasn't treated this bad in jail as you're treated in an airport.
And you got it. It's a form of submission. So here's what they do. First, they take your money. And they tell you, you're taking your money and I'm giving it to my big friends. So they knock you down like that. And now they knock you down again by... I'm coming back from Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. I'm sitting next to an 82-year-old woman. She reminded me of my Aunt Zizzy, may her soul rest in peace, big chubby face. She got frisked because they found needles in her luggage. She's a diabetic. She said, why are you doing this to an old lady? They were doing it right out in front of everybody, feeling her up. And she demanded that they take her into a private room. They forced this poor old lady to walk across the floor, this filthy floor, without her shoes. They made her leave her shoes behind. What they're doing, Alex, is they're breaking us down, bit by bit by bit. And then they got the goon squads out there. You go over that yellow line, you go 5 miles over the limit, you have two drinks and you're a fraction over the line, you're treated like a criminal. But the big guys get all the breaks. Look at that guy, Elliot Spitzer. There is nothing more in-your-face arrogance.
For those that don't know, he put a law in place to throw the book at people that, you know, visit hookers. And I'm not condoning it, but, I mean, come on. You know, increasing the law on something nonviolent and consensual, then he gets busted, and now he gets a TV show.
Exactly. And not only does he get busted and have a TV show, he spends thousands on hookers, and he's not prosecuted for the crime that he put in place. There is, you know what the word justice means? Just us, not them.
Gerald, we've only got about 7-8 minutes left with you. Powerful intel today. Now, there's so many issues to cover here, but we know what tyranny is. It's when control freaks get into power and go wild, and they think they're invincible until they push it too far. You say 2011 is off with their heads. What else do you see trending that we haven't talked about coming up in 2011 into 2012?
Some of the positive things, but there's a negative side to it because what's going on. Is there's going to be a fortune in food. There's going to be a strong demand for high-quality foods. Eggs that you can really eat that don't come from Auschwitz farms, these chicken coop concentration camps. It's going to be a huge trend. Another one, student revolts. This is going to be big. It's going on already.
You said that 3 years ago, and it's now happening this year in California, Europe.
Yeah, throughout Europe, Italy, Ireland, England, Greece. Again, Spain, they have an unemployment rate of 18 to 26-year-olds at about 50%. You think these guys are going to start taking to the streets and becoming involved in crime? Student revolts and cyber wars. A big year for cyber wars. And by the way, one of the other trends that we're writing about that you're on the forefront of is journalism 2.0. What you do, what we do at the Trends Journal, this is the new journalism that people are going to be tuned into rather than watching these shills and suck-ups on these shows from mainstream media. And now the fight is going to be between closing down the internet, as you keep pointing out, or letting freedom ring. So those and this whole citizen journalism is going to be a huge trend, because just as they're watching us, now we're watching them. People have their cell phone cameras. People are taking videos and recording things that they never wanted exposed before.
Oh, that's key. That's why they're pushing so much now in 9,000 locations to get us to spy on each other, because they don't want us to start surveilling and watching and exposing them. They want us all divide and conquer.
Exactly, and that's what the WikiLeaks is about. It's exposing them. The emperors have no clothes. Sarkozy, Merkel, Berlusconi, Obama, you go down the line, all of those stands, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, one stand criminal after another. You read this stuff, you can't make it up. So that's the fight. The fight is to stop exposing them and to push us into submission. We don't think it's going to happen, and the major trend is going to be it's the wake-up call. The revolution has begun. Oh, by the way, you're also going to hear a lot of chatter for the end of the world, a lot of that Mayan prophecy, Armageddon stuff. And guess what? What's going to be going on in 2011 is going to make it feel as though the world's going to come to a collapse in 2012. Oh, by the way, there's those other little things. The wars in Korea, they're not going to go away either. And believe me, nobody's going to stop North Korea. If they keep pushing them, they're going to bomb Seoul out of Bolivia. They're not that far away, and they have the weapons to do it. And watch Iran. And as we're seeing with these WikiLeaks, another one. The so-called UN nuclear arms inspectors caught on tape being reported from the U.S. Embassy that he's partial to the United States and he doesn't like the Iranians. Oh, yeah, there's a fair deal for you.
Wow. Gerald, we've only got about a minute left. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Your site, trendsresearch.com, and it's great to subscribe and valuable in-depth intel, but also for folks that are on budgets, you can email the Trends Research and get some really good specials or completely discounted in some cases, trendsresearch.com. We've got about 45 seconds left. Hopefully, I said this is the last time we talked to you this year, but the more I think about it, so many things are moving so quick. I'd probably like to get you up in the last few days on Thursday or Friday of this year, coming up in about 2 weeks, Gerald. Do you think you can do that, or are you going to be traveling?
I'm not sure yet. I'll have to. I don't know offhand what the schedule looks like, but believe me, I'll do my very best no matter where I am or what I'm doing to be on your show, because nobody does what Alex Jones does.
Well, nobody does what Gerald Celente does. You've also got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, on the team. Incredible research. And regardless, then, have a great Christmas, a great New Year. We may see you, or we may see you early next year, God willing. I salute you, and have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bon Natale.
He's got his Christmas candles behind him, too. What a great guy. Great hospitality up there when my crew's gone up there to interview him for Obama deception and fall of the Republic. We have another amazing trends forecaster coming up after this break with Stansberry Research. And I really, really look forward to Porter Stansberry joining us for a full hour. We may even go into overdrive. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold and silver is rocketing up yet again. And I don't know how to explain this. The best deals, because I shop around, are these radio specials. Midas already has great deals on gold and silver. But these radio specials are loss leaders. Three silver dollars, free shipping, and three of my best-selling films for $97. No one, that's over a $60 value, a $60 discount. That's a $160 value for $97. So it's $63 off. He's got deals on Frank gold coins, silver half dollars, silver dollars, sovereigns. Ted, tell us where gold and silver is today, and tell us the radio specials you've got for folks. And I know, again, you're running out of the previous stuff you bought a few weeks ago. It's going to go up, 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 up. People better take advantage of this, Ted.
Well, the whole entire industry right now, Alex, is short in supply. I mean, everybody's having trouble delivering gold, and especially silver. Right now, gold hit a peak today of $1,406.90. Silver, darn near breaking $30 an ounce again, $29.83 for the peak today. It's been a very, very actively trading day because the Fed right now is announcing that they're going to increase this QE2 thing from $600 billion to beyond. I don't know where the number is going to come out, but people in China right now are going into gold and silver because of it. And the same is true for Korea. Now, Korea is looking at gold as one of the number one most best investments that anybody can get into in that country. It's like the entire Asian area, the Far East, is just looking over to the West and scratching their heads, wondering how in the world long can the Federal Reserve System do what it does here, and why is the West taking this cannibalistic, suicide pill? It baffles my mind, too. You're right about that, Alex. People really need to be getting into silver, and there is no better way to get into silver than getting your three videos, the Obama Deception Endgame, and Follow the Republic. I mean, they're all in the plastic. I mean, I go to these events.
It's three silver half dollars. I mean, three silver full dollars, excuse me, which everywhere is over $100 for three of them. It's amazing.
Well, but that's just the thing.
Free shipping and the three films. So it's $160 value for $97.
But, I get these people that, because I've been to these events. I mean, I've gone to the 9/11 events, and they're handing these things out to people because they want them to get them. But they're copies of the video. And these are like the original ones that are sealed in the plastic, brand new. Covers, got all the descriptions, all the extras in there. And,
But a lot of folks already have that, and I think it is the best deal ever. But, Ted, what are the specials you've got on silver half dollars, silver dollars, fifth ounce gold, quarter ounce gold? I mean, fire out the radio specials for folks.
Well, here we go. Walking Liberty halves are at 1363. The franc is at 1305. The British sovereign's at 1380. We have that survival bag we've been talking about. Do you realize that it takes 23 times as many dollars to buy one dime or a silver coin than it did back in 1964 when we were using constitutional money here in the United States? 23 times since 1964. I think there's a trend here, and I'm pretty sure we're reaching the end of the trend because the United States dollar is doomed. Everybody in the entire world is looking at the United States dollar, and they're just going, man, right, I need to get away from it.
Well, you got a lot of other specials. When you call, there's a long list, folks. Just ask for the radio special prices from the Alex Jones Show, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And Ted, just briefly, what is a fifth of an ounce franc? How much is that right now?
Well, the fifth of an ounce franc, that's the one that I was talking about. Currently, they're at 305 right now at this time.
All right, 305. Again, that's a great deal. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much. I've never heard Ted so excited. You heard him. Everybody's running out, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.